So this is chapter 1. God does not love every one. So here we have the beginning of a narrative that runs throughout the Bible. Those who are called by God and those who are not. Isaac and Ishmael, Jacob and Esau, Moses and Pharaoh, and the Israel opposed to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites. Notice, was revealed to us in Genesis 7, 1 through 2. And the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Seven nations, greater and mightier than thou, and when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them, and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. So we see God did not love these other nations, but commanded that they should be smitten. Deuteronomy 14:2, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. This verse shows that God has a particular love for his people. We will find later that in the New Testament that God also reveals himself in a new covenant, not under the old law service, but reveals and manifests himself in time, not just to the Jews, but also unto the Gentiles. And this revealing of himself was to a remnant only according to the election of grace. It is very apparent to note that God does not love everyone. How is it that this lie has so enveloped the entire world that God loves everyone without exception? Notice in Joshua, we find that God commanded his people to slay all the surrounding peoples and nations. So Joshua smote all the country of the hills, and of the south, and of the vale, and of the springs. And all their kings he left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel commanded. And Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea, even unto Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even unto Gibeon. And all these kings in their land did Joshua take at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. Joshua 10:40-42. Throughout the Old Testament, the witness of Scripture is clear. That God did not love all of his creation, but actually commanded the destruction of many of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he swore unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Joshua 21:44. David understood that his God would not be defied when the Philistines came against Israel. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead. He fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling, and with the stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore, David ran and took and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Sherem, even unto Gath, unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. 1 Samuel 17:45-54. This is yet another example of how God fought for his people and killed his enemies. No, he doesn't love everyone. Through God's prophets, God showed his people deliverance from those he hated. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. 2 Kings 19:34-35. So God used King David in a mighty way to show his people favor and give them victory over his enemies. David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gazer. And the fame of David went out in all the lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. 1 Chronicles 14:16-17. The continued victories subdued the nations under Israel and caused the heathen to respect and fear their God. O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem to be his own people, to make thee a name of greatness and terribleness, by driving out nations from before thy people whom thou hast redeemed out of Egypt? For thy people Israel didst thou make thine own people forever, and thou, Lord, becamest their God. 1 Chronicles 17:20-22. So that concludes the reading of chapter 1. Tomorrow, if I get time, we'll go and read chapter 2. I want to try to read a chapter every day. There's 37 chapters, so in 37 days, we will be through this 350-some page book. So I hope that the good Lord is with you today and blesses the reading of his word. God bless.